This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the third week of late spring, the second week of the Golden Buttercup Moon, and the transition time to the Sun in Gemini. The Sun enters the early summer sign of Gemini on May 20th, and when the Sun reaches so high, then blackberries are flowering all along the nation's midsection, and the last of the high tree leaves stretch out full size. Purple ground ivy weaves into the sticky catchweed then, and swamp iris blooms in the wetlands. Deep summer's wood nettle, wild lettuce, wingstem, and dogbane have grown knee-high. Field grasses are up to your belt buckle, and poison hemlock reaches your lips. Angelica goes up over your head. The smell of cut hay follows the cottonwood, cotton in the wind. Mulberries, strawberries, and cherries ripen bright yellow bird's foot trefoil, and purple vetch and pink crown vetch line the freeways. When the Sun lies in benign Gemini, tadpoles become toads and frogs and leave the shallows and move to land. Firefly larvae glow in the yard, safe beneath the blossoming of the early clovers. The cries of new field crickets grow louder. Mosquitoes become more pesky. Dragonflies hover near creeks and ponds. Young squirrels explore the woods. And almost every gosling and duckling has hatched. In the salt marshes of the south, fiddler crabs emerge from their tunnels in the creeks and estuaries. And throughout town and countryside, sparrows chant and chatter without pause from before sunrise until past sunset, their screaming fledglings insatiable. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the transition week to early summer, the third week of the Golden Buttercup Moon. In the meantime, if you watch closely, you might just see the world turning into Gemini summer.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.